took our drink orders. Another server came like 10 minutes later.
Oh, they're fucking high.
Have you been served? I was like, yeah. Then another one, oh, have you been served? Yeah. And then it's still like forever to get our fucking drinks. And that's all we had. And then we just, they never came back to get a second round of drinks. There's one round of drinks. And I was like, can I get a glass? And she's like, yeah, sure. Just like a fucking glass that you have in your house for water.
Tell them to fill it yourself.
It's fucking bullshit.
Welcome back. Come do my job.
Welcome back to Whites and a Blue, CBP Media Network
production. You going ahead, Headies?
I don't know, man. I forget. Are we recording?
We're recording.
Oh, nice.
You don't need those anyways. Unless you really want to hear yourself. Actually, you can't because I turned the volume way down and everything.
How arrogant are you?
What are we doing at noon on a Saturday?
Matinee. Right?
I know, it's crazy.
Coffee rip. Matinee.
Matinee nice. Show. Okay. We should have done it live. See how many people tuned in.
We can't do live until we have, I think we need like 1,000 or 500 subs.
Well, so guys, the audience,
if you want to see us live, push it.
If you want to see us live, come to the call-ins on a night there's a fight. And
if you do it live. If we do it live, you guys can see us say some shit that can't get edited.
What about the studio audience here?
Let me see our fucking traction.
Punchline, just get the laugh track.
Do we need that?
We could get it. Imagine a laugh track on a podcast. That'd
be fucking funny.
I just don't think we need it.
I don't even think that would be bad.
Maybe.
It could be fucking pretty good.
We could try it.
See how many views we got? Oh, well, these shorts are great. These shorts are hitting. They got 1,500, 1,500, 15,1.
50 million.
There's a lot. Good.
Good.
Good. Good. Good.
Got some
so
what's going on? Why are we doing matinee? Because you guys want to watch hockey?
I got Colorado plays Philly at one. It's gonna be a big game. Did you see that fucking goal by that Tippett or whatever the fuck his name? Owen Tippett.
Yeah.
Fucking Christ! Guy comes down left side offensive zone half wall.
Yeah.
Half wall for those that don't know is like the offensive zone face off circle on the boards.
Talking about this guy that scooped it.
Come in, cuts low, spinorama, backhand, fucking rip.
Yeah,
fuck yeah.
Tops off. Like, dude, the backhands in the NHL are harder than, like...
Oh, way harder.
Way harder than my hardest slap shot.
Harder than a Utah polygamous marriage.
Hit, bang, bing. Like, it's fucking nuts, man. Anyway.
I know, it's so funny seeing him, like, how happy he was after, too.
Because
like, NHL players are, like, pretty stoic.
Dude, no, he knew that was highlight.
Like, oh, yeah.
McDavid's fucking banging highlight reel goals. Constantly, right? So he knows.
Yeah,
he doesn't
care.
He's like, this is what I get paid to do. He understands he's a fucking magnificent talent in the league. That's his fucking job.
He scores a bunch too, so he doesn't really give a fuck.
Yeah.
Same with Matthews.
Yeah. Well, and then another guy, Matthews. Like, he scores what? He got a hat trick the other night? All three goals. Snipes.
Are Leafs good this year?
Yeah.
No, they're worse than they've been in the last couple of years.
Until we get to the playoffs, I guess.
They're fine, right? Like, fuck, they're whatever. They're always a threat, but they're not really a threat.
I think they're eighth in the league.
How's the goalie?
That's good, though. Like, fuck.
Eighth in the league's pretty good.
Not good.
Goalie's not good again.
No.
Same goalie?
No, they're like running with like fucking three goalies. Yeah, I don't know, man.
The Samsonov, right?
Yeah, goaltending situation's a fucking mess.
It's been a mess.
What did you spend your money on last week?
Nothing. I'm still in the fucking rebound.
Saturday today.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, by the way, I'm fuck dry January.
Yeah.
You're done with it?
I'm getting liquored up today.
Are you?
Today.
Fuck yeah. I've made the decision.
I kind of want to have a couple beers today, but I've been so good so far. I had three beers last week because we won football, and we went to a party at Barry's place, but since then, I haven't drank. Before then, I didn't drink. I probably won't drink tonight unless something changes, but I do want to have a nice beer. I'm in a good mood.
Well, what do they say? You're supposed to fail fast. So I'm going to fail.
I think that's an entrepreneurship.
Fast.
Fail. That's failing by a lot.
Is that in like substance use? I have to go to the Wayside annual general meeting tomorrow too. So I'm, or not annual general meeting, the strategic planning meeting. It's at the Tomahawk Club.
Sounds prestigious.
It's pretty cool. I went to a wedding there once. It was a nice spot. Nice.
You throw axes?
I suppose you probably did at one point, but it's not Tomahawk like that. It's like more like Tamahack, like Tamhaac. I think it might be like a native.
So you probably just disrespected them by saying it like
that. Well, what can I say? I don't know. You know, I'm not good with the whole land declaration thing. I don't know what the traditional lands are that I'm on. But
oh, I do.
I think it's more offensive to do the land declaration than if the like. I'm sure they've asked for it back.
Hey, this used to be these people's lands.
What do we
say? It's ours.
Hey, can we have it back? No.
No, okay, we're going to acknowledge that it was yours.
Tough, right? I don't know. I don't think it's that good. Do you want to talk about the doors flying off of planes midair?
We could do that.
Didn't that happen last?
What about the guy? There was a plane on fire
coming into Florida yesterday or something, or 2 days ago in the sky. You see these pictures.
Wait, there's like, another one?
It's happened a few times. Yeah.
All they have to do is tighten the bolts. Though.
The one I heard was the guy who, like, the plane was landed, so like the door to get out is 20 feet up. Yeah, like, you know what I mean? Like, it's a fuck, the planes are big.
Yeah. Right?
They're 20 feet in the air, like, to get it, like, the door to get on the plane, the stairs all the way
up. Oh, I'm sorry, yeah.
21 feet. Hours ago, flames seen shooting out of a Boeing 747, prompting emergency landing in Miami. This is the, I mean, this looks pretty fucking nuts to me. You see that? Like, that's, you know, that's a plane that's on fire, I would say.
I mean, it is.
What is the cause of this?
That's a plane that's on fire, I would say.
What is the, say what gave flames, that away?
There's a fire there. What is the cause of this? Air. There's a lot of people in Bitcoin who are saying it's like a...
Why does it matter that they're in Bitcoin? What does that even mean?
Because I'm telling you...
They own Bitcoin, so their opinion is different?
It's Bitcoin held
Twitter,
up here.
From Bitcoin Twitter. Yeah, it's more prestigious. Who are saying it's like a diversity, equity, inclusion problem. Like, we're hiring shitty people to do those jobs.
The Bitcoin crowd is fucking so hilarious.
Pretty ruthless.
Like, oh, yeah.
Pretty like, ruthless, yeah.
You got to understand who you're talking to.
Oh, my God.
Like, okay, look, I'm not even like, okay, that's, I don't even want to start with.
Is this the problem? Is it the problem? Let's just go hard right away. Are we hiring the wrong people because they're part of some like equity group? No. I started calling them yesterday Versity athletes because I don't know how else to say it without like being really offensive.
I don't think so.
So I'm trying to be like middling.
Give them a Letterman jacket.
I think it's so fucking hard to find employees now anyways.
Competent like, they're just people. Hiring competent whoever. People it's hard to find.
Well, okay. So at my old job, the panel shop I worked at, when it started, it was like, you know, people took it very seriously. Like, didn't matter what you got paid. Everybody cared about their work and the company seemed to care about hiring quality guys. And there was pressure behind it, right? Like your workmanship and blah, 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 blah. And then like, as I progressed there for, I think I worked there for 3 years. By the end of it, they had just fucking, they had me putting up a now hiring sign out front. And then they were just, it was like they were hiring anybody off the street.
Yeah.
And the workmanship just went to shit. It just went quantity over quality.
But it's not because they couldn't, it's probably because they couldn't find anyone better.
Well, there's certain things I could say right now that I'm not going to say because it's, but it's,
unless
it's,
not, make
even,
for a
it's not even an opinion. That's it's it. A fucking observation.
Yeah, I know. Everyone
there's certain,
knows
a group, group that they were hiring.
We're not going down
yeah,
this
but
road.
I feel like,
I'm just
but I
saying.
Hear you, but, I hear
but that's
you.
Just because they were there for the job. I don't think it's just like, they weren't like seeking out those people. It was just like those are the people that were available
so,
for that job.
Fair, but
so is it a competence? It's a competence problem all over the place. Me and Kenzie talked about this before. I'm sure we've talked about this on the show, but it's like now it's become so prevalent, so pervasive. Everywhere you look, you just have people who don't know what the fuck they're doing. Whether it's like your phone plan or at the grocery store, like you ask somebody where something is in an aisle and they're like, I'm not sure. Or
what is
we
that?
Don't have any. What do you? How do you know you don't have any? You got the stock list? What are you talking about? You don't but have what, it. How
like,
do you know?
When did that like happen?
It started during COVID. Honestly, I think that's when it started.
Yeah,
the
but
question
what,
is why?
Why does a pandemic have anything to do with it? Why did competency go down? Do you know what I mean? Like, because when I started working like anywhere, there was always people there that just had all the answers. Now it's
experts.
It's less and less and less. Like you just like
yeah.
And, what's Home Depot like? Is Home Depot a good litmus test for this?
I don't know.
You go to Home Depot and ask somebody about like, I need to build a deck. Does the guy in Home Depot know how to help you build a deck?
I think so. I think they're still pretty confident.
If you see a guy with like a gray beard working
an
there,
older guy.
Yeah. Yes.
Sure.
Of course. Sure. You don't want to see the young, like a kid who's like 18 years old.
Yeah.
How would he know?
There's no doubt about that.
He's got no experience at all with anything. He knows the stock list. At least that's what he should know.
I worry about this because I think there's a lot of things that are kind of, that we take for granted. Because we just always assume they work, like these trusted systems. Like you get on a plane and you just assume that the guy who was on bolts that day did the Titan properly, and he didn't.
Well,
you shouldn't even have to think about that.
I know.
Just well, you're getting on a plane.
It's a
like,
trusted system. You're like, okay, everything is good here. Like this is, you know, the redundancies
and then the
plentiful.
Like the extremity, I guess, like the lengths they go. For like aviation, fucking all that stuff, it's very, very precise, and it has to be torqued to a certain spec, and it's very, very like monotonous, and it has to be
sure.
And I guess it's not now. Like that's one thing that can't go down in quality.
You're an engineer. What do you make of all this?
I don't know. I think that anything can get to slip through the net. This is definitely not the fucking first time that this has happened. What about those other planes? Those 787s or whatever, those Maxes.
That were falling out of the sky.
Yeah.
That was a problem with the software, right? The software was rebalancing.
But that's what I'm saying. Nowadays, there's like, even like the things that I build are, you know, supposed to be pretty simple machines. Now everything, there's software involved. There's fucking tons of hardware involved. And it's like, everything's outsourced because like, we aren't a fucking software or a hardware company.
Let me ask.
So there's just so many things to think about now. Like, The scope of my job has gotten so much bigger than I'm not just like a mechanical engineer anymore. You know, you have to understand how this works with like all the hydraulics, all the electronics, everything has to like work together and you have to know all of that shit.
Are you guys having problems?
Sick,
are you guys having problems with something called technical, like deficits. This idea that you've been working on a certain set of machinery for so long and a certain set of hardware and software, you know, partner for so long that you can't go back and fix old problems as they pop up. You just have to kind of build on top of them and paper mache over and over and over again, like these little mistakes. You guys have that problem? I see this problem a lot. You don't have that problem, man. That's good. That's good.
No. What do you mean with paper mache? You mean putting Band-Aids on shit?
On everything. Quick fixes? You just keep fixing it because you can't go backwards.
Well, we do, like, so say for, because you work on lifts, right? Or that's what you guys design.
Yes.
When we have them on site, we use them and they fucking break down. We do that. We put Band-Aids on it to fix it.
Right, yeah, like, yeah.
The company itself should not be... They should take it, service it, fix it, and then make it as it, like as new or whatever. You know what I mean? As it came.
Yeah, but that's not nothing to do with us.
Well, but just like
that's just like a fucking like if your car breaks down, you just can't expect Toyota to come fix it.
But
in
you
your
can
driveway.
Take it to the dealership.
Yeah, but
there's also you guys just make them and sell them right to companies like to whoever.
We don't even
rents
we only sell
whatever,
yeah
right?
We only sell to rental houses, so the rental houses have to have their own service staff, which I'm hearing right now is like a huge bottleneck in the industry. Is like they cannot find enough competent service techs to go service all the machines.
Wow. You gotta pay guys more.
Yeah, really?
That's the bottom line. You gotta pay guys because people that do those jobs, companies are so fucking greedy that they're like, well, we'll pay you just above minimum wage. So if you're like a guy with like, oh, that's a skill set. Like
that
it's a very niche fucking skill set. It's definitely a thing.
Wow.
Well, it's
they're
also
not paying him enough.
Just the sheer number of lifts that are out in the field now is so much more than they was
there
5 years ago.
There has to be.
We're building 120 a day.
Wow.
Of the smallest.
That's lift. A lot.
Yeah.
And they're sold through the end of the year. So that think about how many are going to the field and just going out.
Why?
And now we have to have the same. We don't. It's not like they hire extra fucking techs every single day to like service these. So you're just hoping that these new machines break down less and then your service techs aren't as busy. Jeez. But that's not how it works.
Well,
yeah, I don't know
why there's more safety. Safety is so prevalent now on construction sites
that you need more lifts.
Yeah,
because well, ladders and shit.
Yeah, like
wow,
we have to go.
What's the max height?
What do you mean?
For a ladder.
Well, you can get like extension ladders.
But
that
you're allowed to use on your sites.
Well, you can use anything.
Oh.
But
you need to work from sites.
Like,
to...
it's not us that are complaining about it. I don't care. Like a lift is way better anyway.
Mm-hmm. Well, fuck yeah.
Like it's
more
so much easier
sure.
to use.
You can
like,
walk
you can,
around.
You can break all your shit and whatever.
Yeah.
Sure, it might not be the most versatile thing, but you can use it, and it's so much more convenient to have a fucking lift. Then you can also go 80 feet in the air.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
And it's like it's fine, right? Like I trust them. You at first I was worried. I was like, am I gonna be fucking scared of heights or something?
Yeah.
You get up there once you realize that the machine is super. Like capable, you trust it. You don't give a fuck.
So
right?
Yeah, exactly. One job machine.
Get your sea legs and but like yeah, this. But it's not the workers that are bitching. But maybe obviously some are. But it's the like the MOL and like the safety supervisors and like we need a lift for this. You can't be working off a ladder. It's
really?
Like,
eh?
And you just sit there like, dude, I just want to fucking do it. My fucking boss is lipping me off for not
Who
having
gets
this
to
done.
Decide what you can and can't do. Like MOL has rules and regs, but on a site, is there any gray area? Like. Your site safety guy can be like, yeah, you can't, this is not a ladder job. This is a lift job.
The gray area is when that guy's not looking, you fucking do it fast.
I was going to say, because you don't have to go and ask and be like, yo, man, I have to go 20 feet up on a ladder over there. Can I do it? You just do it. And then if he sees
it,
then he might
you
veto it,
you shoot first, ask for forgiveness later. If he bitches at you, like, what's he going to do? He's not allowed to just come and write you a ticket.
What does MOL say about tie-offs? You get a tie-off after...
Oh,
over 9 feet, 6 feet, something like that?
If you're
like
on the lift
it's
and
low.
It's moving and it's low, you have to tie
off.
Yeah,
yeah, it's low.
If
yeah.
it's moving, but that, I learned that lesson. I understood why. I'm like, well, I'm not going to fall out, but I was on a big like outdoor all-terrain articulating lift and I'm just driving it, you know, and I wasn't even thinking. I was just moving the fucking thing. I wasn't tied off.
Yeah, right.
And I'm just driving it backwards, right? Because you have to lift your knuckle up and so you can see. But I was going backwards. I hit a fucking pothole.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm up, I don't know, 15 feet off, like, because how high you are.
You have to.
And it just, like, it dipped down and I got fucking thrown into the fucking bar, thankfully.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, okay, I'm fucking tying off. I could just get thrown out. It's not even about falling out of the basket. It's just about if you're moving that fucking thing.
Yeah, exactly.
And it dips, you're gonna. It was crazy, like the G force from it. I was like, whoa! I was like, holy fuck! I'm looking around like, okay, nobody saw me.
Very interesting. Okay.
So yeah, so I do typically tie off, but it is a pain in the ass. Sometimes it's like fucking more dangerous to tie off. Because you're tripping over the heart or the lanyard and all that. It's like, fuck it, get up. But anyway, I digress.
Okay. So we're not going to worry that much about bolts on planes. It's happened before. We got to pay people more, and ladders are easier, so just use them before anyone notices.
All right, thanks, everyone. Good night.
That's the takeaway here. Okay, good episode.
That is good. That's what we got all of that off a fucking plane on fire. That's pretty good.
We figured out a lot of problems.
It's pretty easy to do.
Is that us, or like, are we ADD?
When you're not tied down by bureaucratic nonsense and red tape, you could solve a lot of problems very quickly. But everyone has feelings and concerns and whatnot, so in committees and all this other nonsense.
Find the one thing I like about these concerns is that it's the people that aren't dealing with it typically.
Of course.
And they just have these opinions. I'm like, you're not even fucking there,
Yoga pants class. I say this all the time. You could judge how much grief your neighbors are going to give local politicians and potentially you by the number of, you know, women in yoga pants pushing strollers you see between 11 and 2 every day. If the number is like greater than 5, you got to move. You have to move.
You see, neighborhood's too nice?
It's just too, there's going to be too much grief. It's going to be too much grief. Oh, you know, like, too many signs, too many speed bumps. You're not going to be allowed to take your dog into the schoolyard. People are going to be calling about the leash. It's so stupid.
I think Dundas is kind of slowly but surely turning into that. They start putting up those,
definitely is.
Those like yellow poles on the sidewalks.
They're everywhere.
You know what I mean? To like hold people on the sidewalk, I guess, because I don't know where people.
Wait, what?
Like, there's like yellow.
It's like a Ballard.
Yeah, like a Bullard or whatever. They're like putting them up by. I think they got them by. They had them by San Augustine's, like by the sidewalk.
Yeah.
I guess it's a school zone. I don't know why they do it. I don't understand. Like, it's just another barrier to like prevent people from wandering onto the road. I don't know.
Oh, it's to prevent pedestrians from going on the road.
That's what I'm
thinking. Where the fuck is this?
I think by San Augustine's, they had them.
I think it's for the snow when it's snowing. They want to have some kind of delineator that shows you where the sidewalk is. There's a number of reasons you would do that, right? So plows don't hit it, but also so cars and people don't end up going a little too far.
I don't think I've ever seen these.
I don't know if they're still there. They put them up. I was like, you got to be kidding me, man.
I don't know, man. I don't think Dundas has that problem, but I know in the neighborhood
it's going to have that problem.
Yeah,
though.
The neighborhood I came from up on the mountain, there was speed bumps every 30 feet.
Right.
That's the worst.
Destroying your car, by the way. Like, the city's not going to pay for your engine mounts your wheel and rim damage or, you know, you name it. They're never going to pay for any of that.
And you don't even know they're there. Like, there's no signs or nothing letting you know. You're just fucking going 40. Yeah. And if you're going 40 over a speed bump, you're going to tell.
The speed bumps are 2 feet off the ground. Mm-hmm. You know, they're not like little bumps. They call them speed humps.
Yeah, the humps.
Yeah.
Humps, yeah.
My humps. Fucking up my car. It's terrible. Whatever. I mean, I'm not complaining about Dundas or anything, but I don't think there's much
to complain about now. But I think that's the way it's going. And I was having this thought the other day too, where it was like, I get like an argument with my mom sometimes, where I'm like, isn't it nice to see like, you know, nice restaurants coming to town and like, you know, all this shit. But like, she doesn't like that. And I never thought about it because of like what it actually means for like the underlying demographics, right? So it's funny. Actually, we were at the McCoy game last night.
Real McCoys are the local hockey team.
Yeah, they're the senior A hockey team.
Senior Triple A.
Oh, sorry.
Did you play for the McCoys?
There was like, fuck, I don't know, maybe 50 people there. There was not that many people. I could have thought when I was younger that there was like hundreds
of people
there.
It's early in the season.
But still, though, But then, like, my mom was like, I expected there to be way more people here. And then I was, speculating, like, the fucking transplants from, you know, Mississauga, Oakville, Toronto, they're never going to come out to a fucking McCoy game.
No, people that moved here.
Yeah. Everyone that came from east into Dundas is buying up all the new houses and building new houses and shit. They would never go to a fucking McCoy game on a Friday night.
Which is,
you know?
It's too bad.
How do you get them? Yeah. How do you get those people to buy in? You can't.
Right? You can't. Yeah.
They're just not that type of people. Like,
fuck no.
The people that used to go and I don't know. I guess they probably a lot of them probably left because they probably made a killing on their house, right?
Yeah.
And those were all.
Or they just died.
That too.
That's what my mom was saying yesterday. She's like, man, there used to be people that like were struggling in Dundas, like poor people that like either inherited a house from their parents or like found a shitty house that they just still live in.
Yeah.
But like that doesn't like exist anymore.
It's too bad.
They either died or they sold their house and moved west.
There was also a huge like sense of community here. Mm-hmm. And now I see people and I'm like, you're not. I can just tell by looking at you.
Yeah.
Where do you see that the most?
For sure.
In the like the suburb areas, like the nicer, like up in the where my house is, there used to be a quarry there. They built fucking subdivision up there, whatever. Mm-hmm. I still fucking
the call quote unquote new subdivision. Yeah, it's been there for like 25 years.
Yeah, yeah. I still call it the new subdivision. Like we were kids fucking around in the shells house, like the shells of the houses and stuff like that. Fucking whatever. But yeah, like up in there, it's just, you know, and they're everywhere now. They're completely amalgamated in, like, because they just bought all within the residential areas of Dundas, right? So they're everywhere. But you can just tell by looking at them, like, you're not fucking from here, man.
There's like a broader conversation to have. It's funny, like, in Dundas, you guys know better than me. You've lived here your whole life, but you can see clearly that people are not bought into what makes Dundas a place that they wanted to live in the first place. They don't understand that if you don't continue that kind of feeling of small town, community, support local, stuff like that, go to a thing like the McCoy's game or go to Shed Brewing or go to whatever, you know, whether you enjoy it.
You're destroying the reason why you moved here in the first place. You're trying to make it, turn it back into where you came from.
Yes.
You're doing the 100%. You're doing the same things that contributed to the place you came from being less than desirable. It's amazing, you know, not to wade into hot water here. It's amazing that everyone who is like an honest person would have that conversation and be like, yeah, this is obviously happening in Dundas. The fact of the matter is it's happening in every big city too, with people who are coming from other countries in some cases. And you know, the sooner we admit that there's something missing on the buy-in side, whether it's Dundas or Toronto or greater Hamilton area or whatever, the sooner we can fix those problems, right? Like I'm all for things like,
fix it.
I don't know. Like I look at something like Chinatown in Toronto and there's like a lot of good things in Chinatown, good restaurants. I know a lot of my friends who are from Toronto, like they like going there to hang out and do shit. But then there's other parts of Toronto that you don't want to go to, not necessarily as much.
Well,
Hamilton's the same thing, right? And I don't know if it's because there's like centralized, there's populations that are centralized there and that, you know, not really assimilated, but it's the same thing as Dundas, I think, just on a larger scale and maybe a little more severe in terms of like, you know, cultural differences. But you know, pretending it's not happening is not doing anyone any favors. In Dundas, people don't pretend. It's one thing I like here, right?
Well, but it's because we're like rebelling against like the Torontonians. Exactly. So it's like, it's so easy to hate them, right?
Yeah. Fucking hate them right away.
And like, you can openly say, oh, I fuck the Toronto people. Exactly. And like, even people from Toronto will be like, oh, I get it. You know? And like, you know, you can openly say that, but you can't say that about
a lot of other populations,
people coming here,
certain other immigrant populations. Like, it's not, I don't think it's politically incorrect to say that, like, there's clearly something missing on the assimilation side. It's what, like I said, whether it's Dundas or Toronto or whatever.
Yeah, but then you get, like, that's how you get those fit in or fuck off stickers. Well, and like,
that's a bridge too far. That's a bridge too far. Maybe, I don't know.
I understand. Like, I wouldn't fly.
The thing that bothers me the most about the Dundas situation is that, you know, in other places like Toronto, Hamilton, I can understand it's not the most inviting thing. Like social isolation in Toronto, you know, if you look at social surveys, it's like the highest it's ever been. But you can't tell me it's like that here. Dundas is the most inviting place I think I've ever been. Everyone here wants to show you why Dundas is so special. They want to show you the peak. They want to show you some of the local spots. You know, like it. And people still come here and they just do the same dumb shit that made them want to move from Toronto.
It's because they come here and then they're like, it was nice on our like weekend vacation here, but now I have to fucking live here. Yeah. Oh, and there's like only two restaurants here. That won't do.
And that's driving me nuts too. Is because like the Collins, my ex favorite restaurant. What they're doing is they're not rebelling. They're trying to adapt to this shit.
Talk to me about
it. And they're making it like a boutique fucking restaurant. No. And it fucking sucks.
Oh, it's so expensive.
It fucking
now?
Sucks, yeah. Man.
Really?
It's so expensive. It now.
Fucking. I mean, sucks. How does a place like the Collins compete with like Pinbone, which is an actual maybe boutique place? Or sure, these other places like Petula. Down the street toward like Arrow, down King, like all those other restaurants there that like the girls go to for cocktails. The girls go for cocktails,
and it's like
to these restaurants.
Yeah, yeah.
No, like the cave. What like the one thing that pisses me off is that it used to be.
Just go there.
They used to have bars.
Yeah,
it used to be a pub, like a bar. Right now, it's like
the Collins.
And they're trying to be something that they're fucking not.
Yeah,
and it's like the most disingenuous shit.
Well, like in 10 years, that's what they're going to be known for.
Sure, but like for what I knew it as, and then I was there the whole time. It was changing, and every time every little shift bothered me.
Of course,
and now like, they don't have a single domestic beer on tap.
Come on,
not a single.
They don't have the Shed ones, and
that's
they have
not.
Their own.
That's not.
You're talking like Canadian, of course.
Yes, like at least have one of those on tap. One, maybe two. Like it's not going to fucking kill you. For the average people that want to go in and don't want to have this delectable Pabst Blue Ribbon. That's the only
beer. The triple IPA?
That's like normal there is PBR. And it's like $9. I'm like, it's a fucking shit beer. You know it's shit.
But they're like trying. They don't want you. They don't want you exactly. me to go
that's
there
what
anymore.
Pissed, that's what pisses me off because it used to be a bar. It used to be fun as hell.
Who are they
to go
shooting
there.
For though? Like they're not. I mean, if you look at the Venn diagram of people who go to the call-ins and also are looking for a you know boutique experience, it's pretty thin overlap. You know, like
it's a lot of older people there that go there now. I think.
How much does it cost for lunch there?
A lot.
Yeah, it's like 30 bucks.
Oh, at least
30 is pretty standard. My measuring stick, the one that I would use, is Bangkok Spoon. Bangkok Spoon, to your point, Mike, has really changed a lot of their pricing and the quality of the food has gone down, in my opinion.
Yeah, the price goes up, quality goes down. That's the craziest fucking thing to me.
Crab Rangoon getting closer and closer to something you'd buy frozen at Costco.
Yeah,
as opposed to the big, like, you know, hard shell kind of pastry that you used to get.
That's not fair.
It's not fair.
If you're going to raise the price.
And they'll make the case that it's, you know, everything's getting more expensive, fine, but at least serve me the same thing. If you're claiming that the costs are going up, I want to see the same product.
It's just greed, right?
But you don't see it.
It's just greed. Like you're just trying to maximize your dollar, which I get it on a business sense.
Sure.
But if you want to maintain some sense of integrity, fucking exactly. Raise the price, serve me the same fucking thing. That's fine. I could deal with that.
We should get, I would actually love to have like on this show, with the fourth mic, I would love to have like Ed Madronich from Shed come over and talk to me. Like, what is the fuck is like? What do you see from the business side in Dundas? Like, you guys are
why do you guys brew such shitty beer? That's what I'd like to ask.
My big beef with Shed is that the beer they can sucks, but the beer you can buy there is actually not that bad.
I just haven't been there enough.
I don't understand.
This is such a shame because I like craft breweries and I live
two
blocks
away.
It's
like right there, right?
And it's so
and
nice inside.
It is a nice
and like,
venue.
Like, let's talk to people like, what's the guy who owns the Cumbres, like where's the Cumbres? Cumbres has been there forever.
Brandon?
They're the most they're expensive.
Doing?
No.
Cumbres bought, because you know Horn of Plenty is out of business.
Yes.
What?
Horn of Plenty's gone or leaving.
Yeah.
Cumbres,
they're
I don't
retiring,
know if they bought it.
They're
is that? Sure,
yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
That's just, okay. What's the difference? So Cumbres is opening a restaurant where Horn of Plenty was.
Oh, that's big news.
Yeah.
How many people know that?
What are they going to do now? Like, are they going to, because I'm pretty sure Quatrefoil, the fine dining place in Dundas, buys
Cumbres.
Their meat off
Cumbres. Oh, interesting. Yeah,
so they're
going
to maybe, you know,
they'll
act as a competition, right?
Nah, they'll keep selling it. They'll keep selling it.
Yeah, they better. I think he does well. Like they, I think so,
yeah.
Cumbres, they do very well.
We should actually fish for guests on this show and ask them, like, this is stuff we see. We really should be your target audience because we're going to be the ones for spending money here for the next 20 years.
Yeah.
Not our parents. Our parents already don't really like you that much.
Yeah, for sure.
What are you doing to appeal to our age demo, right? It's funny. We would actually, all of us, and we've done this a number of times over the years, like for different events and different like Saturday afternoon, you know, let's go for a beer. I would sooner go to Fairweather or Grain and Grit.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
Take an Uber. Or in your case, you'd ride your fucking
bike.
You know what I mean? Like
for sure.
Then you would just walk 150 meters.
Oh, I've done it so many times. Yeah, I've ridden my bike to Fairweather way more than I've been to Shed.
That is a tough hurdle to overcome for a lot of these little businesses, right? And if Fairweather and Grain and Grit ever really get their shit together and start doing proper food or proper entertainment or then Shed's got a problem, right? Right now, Grain and Grit and Fairweather are both too small to do events and too small to really
Fairweather's
serve.
Big now. They have like their whole back area.
It's not as big as Shed. No one is going
it's not to, as big as Shed, yeah, sure. But they could do a concert there, I bet.
You think?
Yeah, in the back.
They
it's
got like
big.
Those one-man guitar bands. Like here's Saturday afternoon, we got fucking Loneliest Folk playing his fucking acoustic guitar.
Yeah, this guy
yeah.
play hockey
you know,
against on Friday nights every now and again. He's just like, boys, he's not even on our team.
Oh,
don't even
man.
Know the guy's
Don't tell
name.
Me he's shilling his
he,
own
Oh,
sense.
Yeah. He's just like, yeah, well you know what? You know what? He's got to do it. He's got to do it, right? He wants to promo his shit.
I guess.
Well, can't
I
he?
Guess.
I mean, we're posting our reels.
Exactly,
so.
Right? It is what it is. I understand.
I don't push this in the dressing room.
He's making money.
No, fuck. I'm sitting there the whole time. He's Sorry. Like telling us. He's like giving us his whole thing. First of all, he's one-man band.
Yeah.
I'm not.
Does he have the fucking bass drum on his back and
no,
shit?
He's
the harmonica
guy,
on his back?
On the foot pedals?
Does he play like two songs that everyone knows and then say, okay, I'm going to play you an original?
Yeah.
People just hit the washroom.
Yeah, yeah.
Hit the fucking road is what you do. Let's go to fucking another brewery. Fuck this.
Oh, man, let's go across the street.
But he's pushing it. And it's just like, okay, so this is a comparison a story. So this one time, Will and I were at just to pick up hockey on Saturday, right?
Yeah.
You know exactly where
yeah,
I'm going
oh,
with
yeah.
this, right?
This ought to be good.
So after the fucking the game or whatever, we're getting undressed and this fucking kid comes in. First of all, let me just start by saying the kid fucking sucks at hockey. So he's oh, got yeah. no respect.
He's catching
he's
strays.
Got no fucking
he's
respect in the room.
Strays.
Like none at all, right? Like we don't like but this is just pickup hockey. It doesn't mean shit. There's no like You know what I mean? There's no camaraderie. There is, but like it's, you know, it's pretty segregated. The two rooms are separate. Yeah. We don't talk to the other guys really. Just play against them. This kid's, I guess, got a stag and doe coming up.
Oh no.
You know, like it's the worst. Like if you're asking people to go to your stag and doe, you gotta know that it sucks, right? You first thing you do is go, guys, I'm sorry. I gotta do this. But I'm having a stag and doe. If you want to buy tickets, it would be very much so appreciated, damn, right? Or that's the least thing you do, right?
Yeah, I guess. Because
it sucks.
But you would never do that if that was in our dressing room.
I would 100% no, apologize first.
You wouldn't have to.
I would apologize first.
They're your friends, though. I'd be like, hey, guys, I'm having a stag and doe. If you want to come, get tickets off of me or this guy. Yeah. That's all you have to say.
The way I look at it is it sucks.
Yeah, but you're not forcing anyone to go.
I know, but I'm just apologizing because I have to do it.
My personal view is that if you need a stag and doe, you can't afford your wedding.
Whatever. It doesn't fucking matter. I don't give a fuck about that.
So
I'd
what?
Fucking
that have means a you can't afford a wedding, so you need a stag and doe.
Tell your wife to cool it on the guest.
You're fucking elitist, Joe. It's fucking unbearable. Anyway, so this guy fucking... The way he does this is fucking great. Like, I almost have to, like, get up to do it. Like, God, can we point the camera at the door? Because that would be perfect.
Just get in front of Will and do it. You really have the most view here.
Well, like, I know, this camera, but the door really completely... Anyway, whatever, fuck it.
Okay, he opens the door.
No, he doesn't open the door. Okay. He slams it open. Yeah, it was like almost like scary. We're sitting there fucking getting undressed, and the kid just... All we hear is just, bang, just open the door, and he's just standing there, and he's not even like... He's not welcoming at all. He's like fired up. He's like... Hey, I'm having a stag and doe. If anybody wants to come, buy some tickets. And he just stood there quietly, yeah. And we're all sitting there like, everyone just goes like, look straight ahead, like look.
Or
at
you
your
just
neighbor,
like keep taking the tape off your shin pad. Just like, just don't even pay attention.
Nobody
at all.
Fucking responds, and then finally Bob's dad just goes, yeah. Sure, right on, man. We'll buy tickets or whatever.
Yeah,
it was like threatening us to buy tickets.
You love to see it.
And he's not a threatening person
at
all.
How old is the guy? Is he like
Will's age?
Oh, yeah. So he's probably just, you know, he's shy. He's
fuck, what was
nervous.
I comparing yeah, the story was. To, though? Fuck. There was a reason I said that fucking story. And it's
compared
hard.
To...
Shit.
Another time when there was a confident ask about stag tickets by a friend of yours in the locker room. He's naked and he just asked if he wanted to buy the tickets. Came
maybe
right
it was
up
about the guy. Maybe it was about the guy having talking about his band.
It was the guy's band. Yes, it was the guy's band.
Yeah, but he didn't do that.
He was asking you to come see his band.
Yeah, but everyone was just sitting there like, oh yeah.
That's was it a show he was promoting or like a tape that he was promoting?
No,
a
show.
Okay, that's way better.
But it was the reaction of like the circle was the exact reaction as in the dressing room when the kid pushed the stag and dope.
I feel so
different approach from either of them, but yeah. Everyone like when the guy was just talking about his fucking show, everyone's just kind of like, you know, like when a person's doing something weird. And you make eye contact probably with your best buddy there.
Yeah,
that's
the
person
yeah.
you're magnetically drawn to with eye contact. You just kind of go, like, and laugh. You just widen your eyes. Like, are you fucking seeing this shit too, dude?
Yeah.
But you can't even fault them, right? Because it's just the method is terrible.
The vibes are off when you got to do something like
vibes
that.
Are
oh, it
off.
Sucks. I just hate it. Like, even when I post the show, I'm like, I just want to write, sorry, gotta do it.
People
I
like wanna, it. People comment and send me stuff all the time that they think it's funny, right? So we're doing something right.
People do that, but it's like just the people that we know.
People listen to the other show,
with.
I guess.
Oh, and it's like a pity thing. It's like, dude, I don't want pity.
I don't think it's pity. The people that like I see on the day-to-day, they are like, hey, listen to it, liked it. And it's like, yeah, because you like us in real life.
It'll be
actually a good, it'll be different when someone that you don't know says, hey, like the show.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck. I'm doing it anyway. I'm trying to quit my job.
We should quit our job.
I can't even quit my job, though, because if I do that, and say the show just becomes ultra successful and we're all fucking billionaires from a podcast somehow. I can't quit my job because then I lose my fucking perspective and edge. That's the
you
only thing I have.
That. I can't wait to lose that. My perspective and edge.
Yeah,
I'm going to be so delusional.
I've been trying to do everything I can to make sure that I lose my perspective.
What are you pursuing in life? Delusion.
Delusion, man. What's a bag of milk cost? $45? I don't fucking know.
How much can it cost? It's one banana. $10?
Yeah.
I'll take four.
What is that show? I forget what that show's called. Arrested Development, I think.
Oh, yeah,
the
yeah,
meme,
yeah.
Look, it's one banana. How much can it cost? $10? She has no idea
what a banana clue. Costs.
Oh, fuck, that's good.
That would be nice if you're like that delusionally rich. I mean, mind you, your friends would suck. Like, your circle would so shit. Like, I can just imagine being that fucking rich. And the conversations you would have on a day-to-day basis would be so piss poor. Oh, it's like hanging out with the poor is how you have good conversation.
Yeah, oh yeah. Because if we were rich, I'd just be like, oh, boo-hoo.
Why don't you just go make some money, you fucking peasant?
You poor. Fuck yeah.
You should have fucking bought Apple in the 1600s, you
that
dumbass.
That was great. I was dying when I saw that. 'Twas
not but a shilling the other day.
What was that about? I forget now.
What were we talking about? Buying Apple or something? He's like, I'll you should have bought it before it was even invented.
The group chat.
Yeah, the should've return on Apple if you bought it before Steve Jobs was alive. Yeah.
Should have bought it in the year 1000.
Yeah, this you is, just...
Let's see. What did it say?
Imagine having that level of foresight.
It was because you bought the SPY yesterday, boys. 6 cents total return. And Will's like, 6 cents in a day? That's 20 in a year. You ever heard of compound interest? Yeah, this was good. You should have bought Apple before Steve Jobs was even alive. You were shilling frankincense and myrrh, and the Rothschilds were buying crypto. Very good. That's a good fucking chat. I laughed at that. It is true. We were way late on Apple. We should have bought it in the 1400s.
Honestly.
What's going on with fucking NVIDIA? It's like $500 a pop now?
Everything. What's NVIDIA, going on? You want to hear a good stat? NVIDIA is worth more than the entire U.S. energy sector. That's
for
a lot.
For munitions chips?
I don't know. For AI, for ChatGPT.
Yeah, that is a fucking...
I honestly have no idea how that could be possible.
But this always happens, though.
Yeah.
There's always a trend, but this an usually investing
happens,
trend.
Yeah, but this usually happens when, like, money is easy. Rates are high.
Yeah.
You know, like, this shouldn't be happening now. That's the thing. This should be, like, a little bit worrying to people. Like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah, I guess. I never really thought about that. But,
Everyone, fucking Dan. He's like, something bad's going to happen.
Yeah.
Something bad's going to happen.
What's his idea? What's his market play?
I don't know. Like, he'll say shit to me, and I'm just sitting there, like, I just got home from work. I'm untying my boots, and he's just laying this on me. I'm like... Dude, let me get my boots off.
I'm too dumb to have this conversation anyway.
And he probably was this morning as well, but he researched it for 10 hours that day. And now you don't know? He's going to tell you.
Oh, yeah. I'm sitting there the whole time in my head. I'm just like,
asking how he's feeling.
I have no fucking idea.
Well, you haven't formed an opinion yet because your opinion is going to be his opinion because that's all you've heard.
There's no way I'm forming an opinion on it. I was just stating what he said.
Why don't you ask him how he's positioned for the move?
No.
Ask him when he's deploying more capital.
I cannot think this singularity is going to happen.
Add kerosene to the fire.
You should.
I want the fire to remain
embers.
Neutral. Does he listen to the show? Embers. Does he listen to the show?
I don't know.
I guess we'll find out after today.
I don't know, man.
I'm just saying, like, Dan, I just get home and I'm just like. We've never met, but I'd love to know how you're positioned for the AI revolution.
Well, I'm sure he would love to talk to you. He's a huge Bitcoin guy.
Well. You let me know what he says. I'm not interested really in talking to people about Bitcoin unless it's on TV.
That's such a fucking lie.
I don't even talk to you guys about it anymore. I don't even bring it up.
It's because no one wants to hear it anymore.
I don't care.
What am I going to say about Bitcoin anyway?
I don't know.
And honestly, I don't want to get into it either, but like, isn't it just what it fucking is now? No one talks about gold anymore because it's just what it is. It's like gold is just a thing that exists and it holds value. That's what Bitcoin is. Who gives a fuck? Move on, buy it, and that's it.
That's what I'm doing.
It's not going to like...
No, you're not. I mean, you have a show about it. I talk about it every week. Yeah. How? How is there developments continuing?
We talk about like some of the stuff that goes on with Bitcoin companies. But most of the show now is dedicated to what we call Clown World. It's like an hour that we broke off into its own separate episode because people wanted to hear it on its own apart from the Bitcoin stuff. We just joke about like piss poor policy decisions the world over. People who like need... You know, we talked about this one story. This was really the accelerant for making it its own episode. There was a story you guys probably saw maybe a year ago, 6 months ago, I forget. A former Olympian, Canadian Olympian, who's like in her 70s now, needed an acorn for her house. One of those like sliding chairs goes up the stairs.
Oh, yeah.
And she went to the government.
She was just talking to Jack.
Went to the government for support to get like, you know, a little bit of funding. And the government asked her if she had considered assisted suicide. Instead,
but extreme, don't you think? Oh, you need one of those? Have you considered killing yourself?
And so
that's got to be expensive as fuck too.
4% of all the deaths in Canada last year were maid related. How's that? That's pretty nuts, eh?
4% of what?
All Canadian deaths last year were related to maid.
The assisted suicide. I understand that if you're in a certain position,
yeah,
man, like it's your decision. Fair enough.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. You decide as opposed to just fucking suffering.
You would do it for a dog who was in a position where the dog is like suffering too much. Like you would do it for a dog. I get why you would want to have it done to yourself. The problem I have is that the policy extends now to like mental illnesses and people under the age of 18, which is a
what?
Yeah, which is a very, very.
You could be 16 years old and be like, just kill me. Just had a rough day.
It's actually weird that
high school was tough today.
It's not weird. It's not weird that you guys don't know this, but you got to think. You know, like you guys know more than a lot of people about a lot of different things because you know you read and kind of take care to find things out, and neither of you knew about that. How come that's not that should be like
credit?
Well, you do. It should be like front page news, right? Like, by the way, the Canadian government now is offering medically assisted suicide to people under 18 who have like mental illnesses. Like,
but doesn't like everybody have mental illness now? Isn't that just kind of what it is now? Yeah, everybody's got it.
Everyone wants to have it. Yeah, that's what it is. Everyone wants to have a crutch or an excuse. I was just at
the doctor. What happened? What happened to us as a species? I was like, no one wants to be fucking like, no one wants to man up anymore.
It's crazy. I was at the doctor yesterday, and I was saying that
I'm the opposite. I'm like, oh, I'm going through some shit right now. It sucks ass. I'll do what I can to fix it.
You gotta figure it out. I told my doctor yesterday, I'm like, how many people? I just asked him, like, how many people are you giving like SSRIs to these days? He goes, like anxiety meds and stuff like that. Oh. And he's like, we don't do it that often, but it's like pretty prevalent. And he's like, what we see a lot now is like health anxiety from people, which I've had. Like everyone's had that. Something's wrong with you and you're like, oh, fuck, like I'm dying for sure.
But you got to go on like fucking, what are they called? Mood boosters?
Anxiety meds. Zoloft. Yeah, anxiety meds like help with some of that stuff. But he was saying that it's
like they don't get you high. That's the thing. Like they don't get you like stoned.
They nuke you.
What the fuck does that mean? Make you neutral?
They take the edge off.
Well, like, I've had, like, remember when I had my fucking health shit during chest COVID? Or
whatever, yeah.
So then I had, like, they were just like, yo, it's anxiety. And I was like, nah, there's no way. I'm not anxious. Like, I feel fucking fine.
So you are.
And, like, 6 months later, I was like, they're like, man, we've done every test we can. Every single thing. Your heart, you fucking, everything is fine. Yeah. And my doctor's like, just try going on anti-anxiety medication for like easy. 3 weeks.
Yeah.
So like 2 days later, I was just like, oh, I feel fine.
Yeah.
This really?
Is fucked. Yeah.
It is crazy.
But like, you don't feel like for me, it was like, I guess it was like manifesting itself in like a physical sense in like physical sickness. But like, so like I felt instantly better after a couple of days, but I was never like, oh, I'm anxious, you know? But
then, like, as you just don't like,
you're worried about something like that, I guess. You're worried about some problem that you can't put your finger on.
But like, do you think like, because nowadays that is, it's everywhere, right? Anxiety is like it's probably the most used word on a day-to-day basis.
People don't know how to cope.
But what about like in the 40s? Probably when there was shit, like everyone was poor.
It was probably
a world war going on.
It was a big problem.
Do you think they
were
just sitting there like anxious?
No, they were drinking themselves to death.
But every photo you saw, they're all just like, nobody smiled ever in the 40s. Not one person.
Definitely fucking way more stern people.
Yeah. They got a lot of shit done.
They were hard.
Yeah, yeah.
Tell you that.
It is funny though. Like I said to my doctor, I'm like, it's to be in your mid 30s and have like these little problems piling up. Like I went there because ever since my bladder infection, I just still don't feel the same. And he's like, what you're describing is just like pelvic floor weakness. Like it happens when you get a bladder infection. You've been on meds for it. You have to like strengthen those muscles back up. And I'm like, okay, if you say so. He's like, it's not okay if I say so. He's like, I'm telling you, this is the problem. We've done urine tests, did CT scans, did, you know, ultrasounds. He's like, this is the issue. He's like, I just looked at your dick and balls. It's fine. This is the problem.
They look great.
And so I asked him. He couldn't believe how good they looked. Many people have said. And
you ever considered circumcision?
So nurse, come in here.
Check out this guy's nutsack.
So he said to me, I asked him, like, how many?
Smooth as eggs.
I said, how many guys in their mid-30s come in here with the same kind of, you know, attitude that I had, that like you've never really been hurt, never really been sick, and every time something like this happens, you have like a little thing change and you're like, this is a problem, I gotta get this checked out. It goes, happens all the time. He says it depends on what the issues are, of course, but there is a lot of guys who are in their 30s, late 30s, early 40s, who are for the first time having like something isn't working as well as it was a year ago. Whether it's like, you know, your heart beats a little fast when you have coffee now, it never did that before, right? That was a big one for me a couple of years ago. Or like, you know, you have your first bladder infection, heaven forbid. Oh, your pelvic floor is a little weak. Well, it just feels weird. You don't know what it is. And so he's like, this is common. But he was also saying the problem is that people are drinking way too much caffeine. They're looking stuff up all the time. Their mind is constantly racing. 30 years ago, if you had a little problem, you would just assume that it was something getting older, or talk to a buddy about it at work or the gym. Oh, I got it too. Oh, okay. Well, neither.
New normal.
Now it's a different story, right? Now it's like everything's at your fingertips. And Google, for all the good things you can do on Google, there's no doubt that you're more likely to stick around and click on links that are catastrophic as opposed to links that are like, you're fine.
Who would... I would never do that anymore. I would never
Google stuff.
No,
it's not Google medical conditions.
It's a bad idea. It's
you're
bad
never. Idea. I know. Everything is the same. Yeah. Everything has the same symptoms.
Yeah.
Headache, dizziness, lightheadedness. Yeah. You know, everything indigestion, is the fucking same. It could be,
and you're going to be dead soon.
Yeah.
You're definitely exactly. going to be dead.
Clock oh, ticket, you got skin cancer ticket. For sure.
Dude, the, yeah. man, the yeah. fucking, like, it's like the worst thing, too, with like, because now everybody's got all this information. So everybody's got opinions.
Yeah.
And I like to kind of go ignorant on it because if I just kind of push it away, I'm like, okay, this is but like something changed, right, in my body or whatever. I'm like, all right, this is fucking shitty, but I think if I just ignore it, it'll go away.
Yeah,
which is right. not a good idea or whatever. And it, but sometimes like if I know the information, exactly what you said. Now my mind's on it. So
yeah.
I'm sitting there like this would be like a personality trait. So I was just like talking or whatever, and my one buddy just goes, "Oh, you have imposter syndrome," and I just go, "What?
Oh, I know what that
like,
is.
Like what the fuck? Mm-hmm. Like what?" And now it's in my head. And I'm looking it up. And everyone now in my head, it. I'm like, what the fuck? Why would you say that to me? I would way rather just not know.
Yeah, yeah.
Now
yeah.
I'm like, now I'm invested. I'm like, I'm a fucking fraud.
Just congratulate him on getting his PhD.
Like, why would you say that? And I'm like, you're not even a therapist. Shut up, man. You don't have the fucking right to say this shit to me, man.
Is therapy a valid profession? Or does everyone just
need to
like... I think
they can help if you
Does everyone just need to like go for a run and lift weights for half an hour every day and
I'm sure it helps some people. I would never say it doesn't help anyone, but I've never even considered it.
It depends on the person for sure. It depends on like your...
Wouldn't you rather just talk to your buddies?
You went through or whatever.
Like I'd rather talk to you guys or like my friends or Kenzie.
Yeah, but that's super dependent on the circle you surround yourself with, right? If you're hanging out with people that are not down to earth... You're going to get fed some shit and you're going to go off the rails.
We also don't really talk about our fucking really our problems no. with each other. You know,
dude, we don't have any problems.
Yeah,
exactly. If you had problems, you might discuss
not
them
real
with
ones,
like close
anyway.
Friends.
Maybe.
But, well, no, like, cause I was explaining that. I was explaining this to, it doesn't matter. I was explaining to some people
mm-hmm.
about mine and Will's relationships. Me and Will talk about fucking nothing only.
Yeah.
Pretty
yeah.
much the whole time. And we're best friends, been friends for 30 years. We never, yeah. like, maybe the odd time we'll sit there and talk about something serious. Maybe.
Like, I would say, like, the most productive conversations that we ever had were probably, like 4 in the morning walking home super
yeah.
drunk.
Yeah. 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 You know? And it was just like, yeah, inhibitions are fucking zeroed out.
Many,
yeah,
many
yeah.
such cases between.
But it's never turned into, like, we're hugging and crying.
No,
and, like,
yeah,
never done
no.
that. But usually, like, we just talk about nothing.
That's a man thing.
Yeah, exactly.
But then I'm talking to my other buddies. They're sitting there. They're like, really, they're trying to be like introspective or whatever. And they're really trying to get down to the root of the problem. And I'm like, and I'm now realizing that who I am as a person is fucking not that.
Yeah, me too.
I do not want that out of life.
Yeah.
You want to go ahead and explore your mind? You go right ahead. All the power to you. Respect it. Yeah. Go ahead. But do not think that I want to fucking do that. No. I don't want to go inward. I don't. I like
no.
month for to me well, the
you're
point
never-
of life.
You're it's never going to figure it out. You're no. never going to figure it out.
I it just gets worse. What I want to do is I want to get up, do my job, get paid, and laugh a shitload,
yeah, exactly.
and then pass away.
That's
fine to me.
That's good. That's like
I'll go
live,
see
laugh,
the world.
Love,
I'll go
right?
look at shit. Sure, I'm down for that too. But I just want to laugh a lot and make
exactly.
people laugh. That's what I want to do.
Same.
I don't want to fucking figure out the meaning of life. There isn't one.
You're not
exactly.
meant to know
it's
anyway.
Your own personal
yeah, exactly.
meaning. It's whatever you make it. You can fucking do whatever you want. You can be, oh, I'm going to go soul searching. Like, go right ahead. That's your fucking mission.
Yeah.
You do it. I don't want to do it.
No,
If I don't want to do it, you let me not do it. Fuck off. Stop bugging me.
Yeah.
I don't want to have a deep conversation. It's just like, I can just tell they sit down and they're just like, the way that fucking look they give you, I'm like, mm-hmm. I don't want to be here already.
Right.
You're going to make me talk about shit and I don't want to.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
I don't know. Fuck that.
You know what the doctor also told me? It's quit drinking so much milk. Said it's not even in the Canada
food
guide
anymore.
Did you
spit in his face and
I
say, but I need to be
no,
strong.
I really
my
bit my
bones,
tongue.
Though.
I just told him, I'm like, it's got a great like macro profile. You know that. He's like, it's not even in the food guide anymore. He's like, Google it. I'm like, okay.
I don't know. I would
you drink
probably
milk?
Agree
you don't
with
drink
that.
Milk.
Fuck no.
You don't drink milk. You don't either.
I drink milk.
I drink a lot
I don't drink
of milk.
A lot of milk, but I drink it. I'm not averse to milk.
I'm good for like a pint a day.
Oh my God.
Yeah,
I haven't had a glass of milk in probably over 10 years.
Really?
Oh, for sure.
I like milk.
Me
I
too.
I don't
think
have
it tastes
a, I'm
good.
Not, I get, like, I don't drink it all the time. I'm not like sitting there, like, I'm not religious about
no,
milk,
no.
but I'm just like, yeah, I'll have a glass of milk.
I think it tastes good. I think it's
we
good
grew up,
for
we,
you.
I grew up I drinking milk, right?
So did I.
I like it. It's fine. I mean, it's fucking good. You know, it's just, I go back in my head mm-hmm. and I just think about what my parents always said.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good for you. Good for the bones.
Yeah.
So I just like, I don't I don't do any more research than that.
Did they get psyoped by Big Milk?
I don't do any more research than that. I don't see the point.
I think the guy's a good doctor. And so that kind of threw me, because he was saying all the right things. I mean, confirming my biases is what I mean by that. And then when he said the milk thing, I was like, "Whoa, really milk? Wow!"
Okay. I'm surprised that you're surprised at that. I think that that's we've known I'm that for a long time. I'm not surprised that
the medical profession has something to say about milk that I disagree with, but I am surprised that my doctor said that about milk when he said many other things to me over the years that I suspect many doctors would not say, like if she's easy for you, she's easy for me. Make sure you use protection. Or like quit drinking so much caffeine.
Your doctor said that?
Yeah, when I was like 20, I went there for an STD test. Anyway, long story. But
it's just because like he's hot and he's a doctor. Like obviously if it's easy for you, it's going to be easy
for me. He's an old Italian man.
Oh, yeah.
Still be easy for him.
Old as all hell.
Still be easy for him.
Old as all hell.
He's also a doctor.
Maybe yeah, exactly. Is he like, he's like telling me he's got some game?
No, that's kind of how I
see it. What he has is a padded wallet.
I went in there I had like an ankle sprain that needed to be like, soft casted, and I was on crutches. I did it playing basketball when I was in my second year at Brock. And I was like coming home that weekend for my birthday, and my dad saw me, picked me up from the bus station. He's like, "What happened to you?" I'm like, whatever. I couldn't walk. And so he took me to the doctor that same day. And I guarantee he said something to the guy like, "Hey, check him out. Like, he's away from home now.
He's clearly got an STD."
Yeah.
Wait, you went in with what?
I went in with a sprained ankle.
And he's like, "Yo, just swab his cock."
Drop. He told me to drop my drawers. While he's there. He came in, he shut the door behind him, and he's like, "Oh, we're going to do just a physical checkup today. A physical exam." Whatever. It's fine. STD test is no big deal. You get swabbed and he looks you up and down.
But he just tricked you into it?
I was immobile. So what am I going to do? Walk out?
You could have said
be pretty
no.
slow. I was a bit of
he just gets in the room and all you
Locks it up.
You're not going anywhere.
I'll tell you guys the doctor story.
Hey, by the way, great dick and balls.
Yeah. Was pretty funny. What else you want to talk about? How long has it been? I can't see the screen there.
We put on the.
We're like 50 minutes and change here. I don't care if we cut it here. That was a good conversation about.
We're done now? Just like that. You just ran out of shit, eh?
Unless you want to keep going. What else you want to talk about?
Well, you just fucking made it odd. I don't know. All I can tell you right now is. Last couple fucking hockey games, I am unstoppable.
You've been good?
I've been fucking getting goals. I did see left, it. Right, I got parents, power fist last
you
night.
You had a
player of the game.
You turned a trick the other day?
Got a hat trick.
Yeah. I thought you played defense.
Super nice, legit hat trick.
I thought you played defense. What did you do, tip in a couple?
No, I got one legit goal, and then the other two, they're like, "Who scored that?" And I was like, 26.
Yeah. So on the score sheet, you got a hat trick.
Hat trick
is the best
You know for a fact, I was like right away to fucking my girlfriend. I'm like, "Yo, got a hat trick, dude." Nice. She's like, "Wow, you're killing it." I'm like, "Yeah, I know."
Does Steph go see the games?
She's been to one.
Nice. Okay.
That was fucking lucky because I fucking actually played my ass off.
That's the whole point of getting women to come to the games.
Yeah, for sure. It's a different gear.
For sure.
It's a different gear because you're just sitting there like, "I can't play like shit."
Yeah.
And man, it was funny because I was sitting there after and I was like texting her because like I love hockey, right? I talk about it. I watch it. I this and that. And I'm sitting there and I asked her, I'm like, "So if I sucked, would you fucking break up with me?" And she just looked me straight in the face. She goes, "Probably."
Yeah.
And I was like, "Honestly, fair enough.
All right, don't come watch another game."
Girls like athletes at any level. They just want to know that the guy they're with, at whatever they're watching, is one of the best guys on the team on the ice.
Something animalistic. No one wants to go watch someone be shitty at something.
There's a lot of girls who come watch guys on our team.
They don't want to.
I don't know.
And
I've seen it like other games. This is the thing I don't get too. Like
they would never say it, but they definitely are for sure. Embarrassed.
Maybe
for sure
themselves.
I actually laugh.
100%.
I said this to Kenzie the other day because we won. Like I was saying afterwards, we were talking about how I feel like we win every season as like the favorite, and teams are afraid to play us in the playoffs. And every year, there's like tons of significant others. In the crowd for the last two or three games, like the last 2 weeks, all playoffs, the stands are much busier. And I said to your sister, I'm like, would you ever come to a game knowing that you were playing against like a fucking way better team with way better athletes and that like your boyfriend or husband was just going to look outmatched and outgunned?
Yeah, it's tough.
The entire 45 minutes.
You think they fucking know that though? Like
the guys for sure do. How about having a little self-respect? Like, "Hey, stay home for this one. It's not going
to
be pretty."
If Hope was like, "I want to come to a game," I'd be like, I would never be like, "Oh, we're playing a good team this week. Don't come.
You don't say that.
True, true. Because then you look like a bitch anyway.
But you're going to look even worse if you get to the game and you're just like, incompetent looking. Like, you made them look like a fool.
Yeah, but then it comes down to how do you play personally. If you play well and you guys get rolled, that's different.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, you can't take all the heat.
We're really talking from the mountaintop here. Like, all of us are pretty good athletes, but I mean, there's a lot of guys who are not.
Well, this is what I said. Really, I was like, if I sucked and you came and I loved hockey as much as I do and I sucked.
True.
Wouldn't you find that a little bit wholesome?
Girls love dating wholesome guys. Well, if I sucked,
first of all, I do suck.
You think she tells her friends, oh, you should see him, he's so wholesome.
Yeah.
I doubt it.
I'm knitting him a sweater when I get home. If I sucked, I'll say this. The way my personality is, I try to take pride in being self-aware, right?
Okay.
If I fucking sucked, I would be so open and honest. Like, yo, by the way, I'm bad at hockey.
Yeah, I'm fucking bad.
You want to come at your own risk. We're probably going to break up. I'm at least not getting laid for a bit. God. I don't know. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm fucking that bad. I would just lay it out for her? Yeah, I'd be like, this is the deal. I just really like playing. You shouldn't come because I'm super bad.
I think that if a girlfriend heard that, she'd be like, whoa, bro. You're way too in your fucking head about this. Yeah. Just chill, man.
Fuck, I know. But it is a thing, though. Maybe it's because I'm not bad.
Yeah.
I think like that. I don't know. It's so funny.
I love trying to think about how the other side
lives. It's so hard, man. It's so hard. I just don't... I feel fucking bad. It sounds so arrogant.
It doesn't sound arrogant.
I don't understand how people are shit.
It's earned.
I don't understand how people...
We spend so much time getting better at
stuff.
Gym
class. Kindergarten or grade one, when you start going to gym class. Probably we're one of the better kids in the class right away.
Yeah.
Without trying, right? Athletically inclined.
But exactly.
But when you put the kids that weren't predisposed. I can't understand it.
How do you not know how to put one foot in front of the other?
Maybe those kids are crunching numbers somewhere. I don't know.
For sure. Yeah, exactly. I'm outmatched in the classroom easy.
Yeah.
So kids are smarter than me. I get it.
The thing they don't tell you is that it's actually way more important to be good at sports than it is to be good at math in terms of having a fulfilling life. I guess. I don't know. Oh, for sure it is. You're way better off networking and building those skills that you need to be on teams to really hone and, you know, cut your teeth to develop more than you do, you know, good at doing homework.
I mean, yeah, it's definitely super important.
Well, socially, university,
and afterwards, like, if you're not playing on teams.
But I don't think that you have to be necessarily good on those teams. That's good enough to make it.
I think you got to be good. I personally think you got to be good.
To be able to network on the team, you have to be good. I think the shitty guy can still network.
You'd be a better networker if you're a good athlete.
Well, okay, yeah. I'll paint a picture. So yesterday I had our union hockey skate. First one, right? We just start doing it now. It's a pickup game.
Okay.
Anybody comes, $10. Go play for an hour. There's a kid there. He played in the OHL. Kid's fucking disgusting at hockey.
Yeah.
He's humble too. Like he's a good kid. Me and him get along pretty well. He always says hi, what's up, what's going on. Like, you know, kid can fucking bang it.
How old is he?
He's younger than me.
Okay.
He's probably like 27, probably I'd say. Whatever. Kid can fucking bang any chick he wants, right? Mm-hmm. He's in that fucking room. What? Like straight up. Like I've seen him fucking I've seen him wheel at the bar. It's hilarious. Like he's fucking getting the bartenders.
Nice. Yeah, it's jokes. Yes.
Kid's a fucking beauty.
Strong.
Kid's a fucking beauty. Anyway, fucking he comes to the skate or whatever, and it's like immediately everyone's like, oh, what's going on, buddy? How are you?
Yeah.
Because he's fucking nasty.
Yeah.
Right. He's fucking so good. Yeah, and it's just like, so the level of respect you gain, which is so funny, and so I don't want to say it's a stupid measure, but like you gain so much respect for being good at sports.
Yeah.
And it has nothing to do with anything.
I mean, it shows you have like discipline and you can like work hard towards a goal and shit, I guess.
That's true. But the other, I think the thing that's probably more true and more accurate and easier to put a finger on is if you're good at something, you gain natural confidence and you can't fake that.
Yeah, that's true.
You carry that with you everywhere you go.
Dude,
you know?
The kid was just undressing me yesterday. Playing against him, there was nothing
he's a
I could
pro
do.
Athlete. Like, actually, he's a pro.
Like, I'm sitting there like, and it was just like,
it's hard to compete with that.
If I was playing against a kid on like, say, Thursday night, like, it's like A division hockey, pretty good players out there. This kid, it's unfucking real.
Yeah, I'm just
sitting there. I go for a poke check. It's too late. I it's a split second maneuver. He's just like, gone.
Right.
Like just knows how to put the puck in the right spot no matter what.
Yeah.
And it's fucking crazy. It's just like, and then I have to fucking hit him.
That guy didn't hit him.
Yeah, like I probably wasn't even close to making it. Like,
didn't even make it. Yeah.
Didn't make it. Yeah.
Played as close as he could. He wasn't even close to good enough.
Yeah.
Which is so fucking crazy.
So you can imagine what those guys at the pro level are capable of.
We talk about that. We talk about that a bunch.
Like in terms of wheeling bartenders.
Well, they've made the choice, right? But like the level, is so high, right? It's like in a skill sense nowadays in any pro sport. It's like you can't, you have to be naturally talented. Plus, you have to put
work in your nuts
hours.
Up.
Plus, rich,
hours.
Maybe.
Yeah, and yeah, rich, yeah,
for sure.
Yeah.
Nowadays, especially with hockey,
yeah,
hockey's a fucking becoming a rich man's.
What's
sport
ice
for
time
sure.
cost now?
Is it tons,
too much, 200 an
too
hour,
much.
Probably.
Oh, too
yeah,
much.
For sure. Yeah.
Plus the gear and the camps and all the shit you got to do. And if you don't do it,
it's
those
like the
guys
summer
get the edge,
tournaments
right?
and shit. You
get the
do.
Edge,
yeah.
And just those one-on-one not, training sessions.
Is that fair? I don't know. Like, what are you supposed to do about that?
Life's not fair, bro.
I don't know what you're supposed to do about that.
Hey man, you're rich. You can't. You cannot get a. You can't get a private coach for your kids.
We gotta make it fair.
Government says.
Yeah. See, that's the actually, liberal fucking yeah, attitude.
It actually only applies in university admissions.
It's
got to
be fair. Everything has to be fair.
Yeah,
nothing's fucking
that.
Fair.
Only
get over it.
Only applies yeah. in airplane bolt turners, but not in ice time.
Yeah, nice, well, that, nice, yeah, nice the callback. NHL is much more important than airplanes.
Yeah,
yeah. Fuck
public
yeah.
safety is not an issue, but we need to fucking make sure NHL this kid players. Goes somewhere.
NHL yeah. players could all be great bolt turners if they want, but they're busy doing other stuff.
Well, I mean, the ones that don't make it typically are.
I think that there's something to be said for like the sports and confidence thing. We've talked about this before that people don't, who don't play sports who like say, oh, this guy's a meathead or a jock. Like I'm not a meathead or a jock. The thing is that I'm like high on,
you're getting there.
I'm like high on testosterone all the time. Cause I just finished playing a sport or just finished working out or just ran or just did whatever. And you've never done it. Like you can't, the other side looks at us and says like, these people are all just on pre-workout or, you know, they're yeah. hopped up on.
Blow.
Like, no, it's like, that's not what it is.
Well, they
just
think
that
it's
like a natural high that you've never had. You don't know what it's like. To,
but you can
you know,
get it.
It's easy. It's yeah. right there for you. It's just, you know, you don't want to do it. You're not going to get it from solving, you know,
well, like,
complex.
The other thing too is like
equations.
It's that people don't like sucking.
Yeah.
They don't like sucking. Like it's like learning a new, like
well,
a new skill,
sure
right?
A lot
like,
of it.
Like my buddy had these boxing mitts out, right? Like the pads. Yeah. He just like, I was just sitting there. I was like fucking around in the mirror, just shadow boxing, whatever. Just fucking around. He comes up with the mitts and I'm like, fuck. Okay. So he's like, well, we'll start hitting the mitts. I'm like, fucking sure. Whatever. And then, another guy goes in like after he's like, you want to try? He's like, I don't know. And he just like starts doing it. He's fucking terrible at it. Never did it. Right. Mm-hmm. Never fucking did it. And mm-hmm. it is like, I've done kickboxing. I've hit pads. I know how to do it. So I'm better than shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's never done it before, and it is fucking weird to do.
For sure.
But he just did it for like 30 seconds. Like, I don't want to do it, man. I'm like, why don't you just try to fucking learn it? Like, just, you know, go slow. Learn the motions. And eventually you'll just understand how to do it, and you won't even think
yeah.
about it, right?
Yeah.
People don't like sucking at shit. Yeah, that's
true.
How you start. Like, I love starting from the beginning and learning a new skill. It sucks.
Yeah.
But then you, like, that's when you get, like, when you get past that initial, like inertia,
you've never been more. You've never been more interested in something after you just get out of the like the learner's hump.
Beginner
gains,
better
at it.
Beginner gains are
like
everywhere.
Tangible.
You
yeah. see how good you're getting.
Whether it's boxing, we got a buddy. I got a buddy, Jinweed, who started doing jiu-jitsu like
yep.
6 months ago. It was hard for the first week or two, and now he fucking lives at the gym.
Yep. Yeah, exactly.
Lives there.
Well, when you were renovating your house. Well, right.
I mean, yeah.
You didn't fucking know how to do any of that shit.
Oh, yeah, totally.
And then you're just fucking sitting there and like you were fired up. Like you were learning all that new shit. You were fucking so into it.
Fuck yeah, yeah, exactly.
You know, just because you're just learning new shit.
For sure.
Like you're probably
you
more
so
capable
much,
than
yeah.
I am built like renovating a house now because all I do is one thing.
Right, yeah.
And you've
yeah,
done
yeah.
like this like mass scale of it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you just get like in completely immersed in it, right?
You're well, yeah.
Like
and you so spend hyped fucking about 8 months of your life.
Are you
doing
Sparky?
It?
That's an electrician term.
Yeah,
Sparky. I like that.
Yeah,
it's good.
Power Ranger.
Love that Power Ranger.
Is that what I say?
Power Ranger.
Oh yeah,
that's great.
But that's like all I do. But you know, you learn a whole bunch of shit about like construction and buildings.
Yeah, yeah,
and stuff
yeah,
like that.
Yeah.
But I can honestly say if I go into a reno, just everything I have to blanket everything, just do everything, do what you did.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm
yeah.
fucked. I'll be spending so much time on YouTube. I'm super down to do
that's
that.
Good,
yeah,
that's
yeah.
Good.
I'm super. I'm not. I'm gonna do it. It's kind of. I'm looking forward to doing it.
Mm-hmm. How many different silos are depending on people not going to YouTube to figure out that they can do most of the stuff that they would otherwise pay for?
Oh, so much. So many. For sure.
But then they're, licensing. It's not even risky for them because
no.
most people won't do that anyway because everyone's fucking lazy.
Well, also like you know you need to be an engineer to sign certain things or an electrician to sign certain things. But there's some stuff you can do in your house that no one needs.
You
to
can
sign.
Do most shit in your house yeah. by yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
You just need the permit. Mm-hmm. You're a homeowner. You can get a permit for anything.
Yeah.
But then it's the liability is on you, bud.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
You
yeah.
can do all your electrical in your house.
Mm-hmm.
You can do all of it.
I look forward to doing my electrical.
I can't wait to fucking let you.
Yeah, right.
I'm not doing anything anymore. I'm fucking, well, you just said it. I'm retired.
I'm not doing shit. I can't do any of that stuff. That's not my forte. But maybe I'll learn. Maybe I'll spend some time learning, right?
Be a good idea.
Yeah.
Save me some fucking hassle.
Are we done?
Yeah, we're done.
Looks that way, eh?
Give this
You've been off. Looking for a way out this whole fucking
He's probably going to go to fucking football in like half an hour.
I got to go in 45 minutes.
What time is it?
1:30.
Go Colorado, baby. I'm fucking late.
All right. Peace.